بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. My respected brothers, to listen to the talks of deen, this is an ibadat, it is an act of worship. It should not become something that is customary. For something to be counted as an ibadat, as an act of worship, as something that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is essential that the correct procedure, the correct way and manner and form should be employed by one. Otherwise, if you have to do your ibadat anyhow, without the correct procedure, without the correct form, then in fact that will result in you destroying that particular act of ibadat. So very, very important for us to understand, first and foremost, this listening of ours to the talk of deen, this is an amal, this is an act of deen. And we should listen and thereafter obey. In other words, bring into practice whatever we had listened. This is how we will make our listening a form of ibadat. And over and above this, we should listen with the intention of listening. If a person has to just listen anyhow, he has not actively made an intention, then his listening will become a habit. Like sometimes a person reads in his salah, he is reading Surah Fatiha, but he is reading because it is a habit. He hasn't made an actual firm intention that now I am going to read Surah Fatiha. In fact, his whole salah, Hazrat says that one is to make or to carry out the act of salah in a manner where we are not conscious about what we are doing, we are just going through the motions. The other is to make an intention. To make an intention and thereafter, with each posture, with each amal of that salah, there is an intention behind it. If we will do it like this, personally we will find there is a very great difference in the manner in which we are doing our ibadat. Like when a person talks on the phone, he talks with an intention. He forms in his mind, I want to say this, I want to say this, I want to say this. So in the same way, my respected brothers, the talks of deen, we should listen, make a firm intention, and be conscious about what we are doing. Don't let this become a custom or a ritual. And after listening, the next important thing is to bring into our lives, to enact and to practice upon what we have done, what we have listened to. This is, in other words, to make amal. And this amal that we will do is also an ibadat. It should not be that we are just getting something over and done with, just came here to just listen and get it over with. No, something is in our head, we want to discharge it, no. But there should be a purposeful intention and a manner in which we carry out the amal. This is the first lesson that we have to incorporate, that we listen actively, listen with an active intention. In fact, that is what is called listening. In other words, that is what is called the act of listening. It's not just that the sound is reaching my ears and listening to something else, looking this way, looking that way. No. Our listening should be exclusive and it should be with the determination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادْ أَلَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنًا. Allah ta'ala says, give glad tidings to my slaves. This is Allah's command. What? They are carrying out Allah's command. What is the command? Who should be given glad tidings? الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ. Those who will listen attentively to what is being said. Allah Ta'ala says, يَسْتَمِعُونَ. In other words, مُسْتَمِعَ from istima', not just sima'. Now we find in the Arabic language there is a distinct difference. Sami' is someone who is just listening. The voice is reaching, so he's listening. The other is mustami'. Mustami' is that person who listens with an active intention. He has intended to listen with the intention of incorporating whatever is being said. He has this understanding. I am being addressed. This is something that is pertinent to me. So I have to pay attention to it. That is istima'. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. When Quran is recited, listen attentively to what is being recited. Like sometimes when we have an appointment with a lawyer or with a doctor and the doctor has to give us some advice, very, very carefully and meticulously, we will listen to what the doctor or the lawyer has to say. Why? Because we are convinced, I am in need of what is being said. This is pertinent to me. It is for my benefit. So in the same way, this is how we should be actively listening to the talks of deen. And Allah Ta'ala says that such people who will listen like this, give them glad tidings. Give them glad tidings. Because they have understood. We have to listen with this, that these things are pertinent to me. There is some taqaza. I have to accept this, I have to understand it. And thereafter, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. They make ittiba'i ahsan of whatever has been heard. Ittiba'i ahsan, what does it mean? It means to put into practice in the best and the most perfect form. When it comes to our food, we don't just look for food, we look for the best food. Likewise with our clothing, we want tip-top according to our status or our position. In the same way, when it comes to the practice of deen, when we make amal, when we carry out actions, we have to beautify our actions. We have to make ittiba'i ahsan, present that action in the most perfect and beautiful form. Those who will do this, in other words, actively listen with the intention of putting into practice what they have heard, and thereafter, they will give expression to what they have heard in a beautiful, beautiful manner. What is the prize? What is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such people? What is the result that they will receive? Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. These are the people who Allah has guided. Allah has put them on the straight road. Allah has given them hidayat. And not only that, Allah Ta'ala says, these are the people of intelligence. These are the people that have understood. So this listening, my respected brothers, is an ibadat. To the ibadat of the ears is to listen to the truth. Just like the ibadat of the tongue is to speak the truth. So the ibadat of the ears is to listen, and after listening, to put into practice. In other words, not just put into practice, but give good expression, good actions to come into existence. And that is not possible unless we make a decision. Our listening should be with a decision that I have to put this into practice. Like a business transaction takes place. One is the person makes the offer, the other person accepts the offer. This is with a determination, with a decision. They've made a decision. That is why no one retracts. Likewise in a nikah, when you say I have accepted, he is accepting in such a manner that he has made a decision. There is a determination behind what he is doing. The works of deen, my respected brothers, takes place with determination. It takes place with a decision. I have to do this regardless of whatever happens. If a person does not make this type of determination or decision, then what happens? He will forget what was said. He listened to it, thereafter he'll forget it. And together with forgetting it, he will not bring it into practice. So very, very important, every one of us, listen with determination and having made a decision that we are going to practice upon what we have heard. We should, every one of us, make this niyat that we are going to put into practice whatever has been said. My respected brothers, if there is no niyat, if there is no determination or intention, then to bring into practice or to bind oneself upon what is being said becomes difficult. A person performs Salatul Tasbih, first he makes intention. Once he has made that intention, now he is bound to carry that amal out. In the same way with fasting. Niyat, literally what is this? This is a transaction of the heart, a determination of the heart. And once a person has contracted his heart, bound himself to a particular action, then he will incorporate and carry out that action. Whether it is Salatul Tasbih, whether it is one's fast, whether it is one's niyat, whether it is one's witr, once we make the niyat, then we will give expression to that. Why? Because aqd-e qalb, the transaction of the heart, has taken place. We have now bound ourselves, we have tied ourselves to carry that out. So my respected brothers, every one of us has to have this firm conviction, determination, that the works of deen, the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every circumstance I have to do it. For the rest of my life, not for as long as I'm alive, not in this, that temporary now and then, but with this firm determination for the rest of my life, I am going to carry out and incorporate the works of Deen in my life.